This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. British prosecutors announced Wednesday they have charged two alleged Russian military intelligence agents in the nerve agent poisoning of an ex-Russian spy and his daughter in England. The incident involving the nerve agent Novichok happened in early March. The head of counterterrorism for London's Metropolitan Police, Neil Basu, made a plea to the public via social media.
We now have sufficient evidence to bring charges in relation to the attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal. And domestic and European arrest warrants have been issued for the two suspects. I am therefore appealing for anyone who has information about the suspects named by the Crown Prosecution Service today as Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Bosharov to contact police.
The Crown Prosecution Service said the men who entered the UK under the names Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Bosharov are charged in absentia with conspiracy to commit murder, plus two more charges. Britain has issued an European arrest warrant for the suspects. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces a day of questioning Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on what we can expect.
Now the nominee will face questions on his views on issues like abortion, gun control, and executive branch power. Here's a preview from California Senator Kamala Harris.
I am concerned your loyalty would be to the president who appointed you.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz.
It is about Democratic senators trying to relitigate the 2016 election.
The GOP chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says they could vote on Kavanaugh's nomination by September 13th. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In his opening remarks Tuesday, he told members his philosophy is that judges should interpret the law and not make the law. Follow the story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in remarks published Wednesday, warned a Russian-backed pro-government assault on rebel-held Idlib province in Syria could result in a massacre. Turkey will attend a summit Friday in Tehran involving Russia and Iran, and Idlib is expected to dominate the talks. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura Tuesday called on the Turkish and Russian leaders to hold urgent talks on ways to avert an assault. De Mistura's special advisor, Jan Egeland, secretary general of the Oslo-based Norwegian Refugee Council, spoke with VOA Wednesday.
And I really hope that the three most influential countries that are Russia, Turkey, and Iran, and who are meeting in Tehran on Friday, will agree that in this war on terror, as they label it, the victims of terror are as important to protect as killing terrorists.
Idlib was hit with an artillery barrage Wednesday and Russian and Syrian airstrikes Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Pakistan at a time when relations between the two countries are at a low point. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Washington last weekend cancelled a $300 million coalition support fund payment to Pakistan. And on board the plane to Islamabad, Secretary of State Pompeo announced his appointment of an unpopular figure there, Zahil Khalilzad, as the new special advisor on Afghan reconciliation. Pompeo says he wants to reset strained relations with Pakistan, but this appointment could complicate the job. Defence analyst Zahid Hussain says Khalilzad has been very critical of Pakistan in the past, and this appointment will not help move things forward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pompeo is only expected to be in Pakistan for a number of hours. He will then depart for India. Congo has recorded its first case of Ebola in the eastern trading hub of Butembo. That's a city of close to a million with strong trade links to neighboring Uganda. The health ministry made the statement on Wednesday. The current Ebola outbreak is believed to have killed 85 people since July and infected another 39. Butembo's mayor is encouraging the public to be cautious and respect all hygiene measures recommended by health workers. In Libya, a ceasefire has been signed among armed factions after more than a week of violence in and around the capital, Tripoli. Dozens have been killed or wounded, and the city's only functioning airport closed. Hundreds of African migrants escaped a detention area in the middle of some of the violence. One of Japan's busiest airports remained closed indefinitely on Wednesday after Typhoon Jebi struck. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.